Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you myself. This is Tanya Hoffman. And, and I just stopped the recording on Periscope. Isn't that fun? Oh, brother. I tell you what. Well, maybe I won't do it. See, this is what I mean, right? You try something new and it doesn't work. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. Well, one of the things that I love doing is trying something. And one of the things that I realize is that I can't do two things at once. And I just have to get over that. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is how to really go out there and really change a lot of people's lives. And then how to make money at that, because that's usually where the trouble starts. I meet hundreds of people that are incredible, right? Hundreds and thousands of people a year. And I see their brilliance. I see how amazing they are. I see how they could really go out and change lives. I could see that if they just tweaked a bit. They just changed a little bit. Usually it's like one tiny thing. Oh my gosh. The amount of lives that can be adjusted, changed, you know, transformed would be enormous. And if we all did this, that ripple effect would hit the world. But there's two things that stands in your way. The first one is yourself. It's those self-doubts. Because I had them. I used to be an incredible introvert. And if we were on Periscope, I could even show you a picture. But you could change somebody's life by the words you use. You could change somebody's life by doing. But it's usually the words in our heads that keeps us from doing. I remember that moment. I was like, oh, wow, I could be a speaker? Wait a moment. Who would want to hear me speak? Really? I'm glad I didn't totally listen to myself. Because one of the things I started realizing, even with these doubts in my head, is how many people that I saw speak, and I knew I could give more value than what they just did. That I could give people a different scenario or a story that they could absorb that information a little bit better. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to help. And it's such a big leap for me because being an introvert, the last thing you want to do is stand up in front of anybody. But I knew I had to get over those issues so that I could accomplish my goal, which was helping people. Now, what I found was that I was really pretty good at it. And just like everybody that I usually see, they are usually pretty good at it because what are we? What are we? We are humans which speak. Now, what happens is a lot of times people get stuck in perfection and in their head on what they think should be happening or what they think the audience is thinking instead of the reality of what's going on. And they get stuck because they start to move, they start to speak, they start to see movement, but then they don't know how to monetize. So then they have to stop to go get a job. Or they have to keep the job in order to keep doing it, but then the job keeps getting in the way. Okay? So here is kind of the scenario. This is how you're going to change lives. And if you get this one concept, you could be one of the biggest speakers out there. Okay? You could be just like me, just, you know, flying all over the world, going and meeting lots of people and having a blast. Here's the concept. We all need to learn to play the game of chess. Yes, I said it. We have to play a game. And it's the one of the hardest games that most people are like, I don't think I've ever played chess. But at least you've got the concept of what it's about, right? You move your pawns, you move your pieces to capture the king, to win the game. So what most speakers do when they start going, when they start speaking, is they usually pull into the genre of, I've got to be a teacher. And they usually are coming from the place of being an actual teacher before or being a trainer in a corporate setting. And in those kind of scenarios, you are teaching. You are trying to teach your group how to win the game of chess, how to capture the king. But in most speaking, this is not the scenario. Now, when I first started speaking, I did just like most everybody. I was trying to convince the audience that they need to capture the king and win, and I'm going to show you how. And in 5 minutes, eyes were rolling in the back of the heads because they couldn't absorb the information anymore. There was just too much. But I felt I had to give a maximum amount of value to prove that I was a good speaker, to prove that I was the expert, to prove that I knew what I was talking about. It came from my insecurities. Okay? Because nobody needs that much information in the first time that they meet you. Now, again, it's different if you're going in and you're training. What we're talking about is going in presenting. So instead of going in front of a group, and by the way, most speaking opportunities are really in front of 10 to 30 people. It is rare for it to go over 50, super rare to go over 100, and we're talking about the top, 1% or less that gets over 100, okay? Especially when you start getting to 500, 1,000. They're out there. I send out speaking opportunities all the time to the Public Speakers Association members that have those numbers. But most speaking is not at that level for anybody. Okay? So if you're talking in front of a small group, that is a very different scenario than in front of 1,000 people. But the reality is, it's the same. It's the same way you position yourself. So instead of trying to teach the audience how to capture the king and win the game, what you're going to do is you're going to come in and explain to your audience why should they even sit down and play this game with you. Why should they care enough about your subject matter to come and listen to what you have to say? If you can grasp that one concept, you're already 75% over most speakers. So again, reboot. It is not about teaching the audience how to capture the king and win. It's just trying to let them know why should they even sit down and play this game. That is a completely different scenario. And everybody in that room will be able to grasp the concept because that's how high level it is. And I know there are times I'm like, seriously, do I have to talk this high level? Aren't people beyond this by now? It's like anytime I talk about, you know, social media, trying to just to convince them that they even should be on Twitter or Facebook or something. You know, you're like, aren't we past this already? But you've got to start there, because that's where most people are. Now, when you're giving your presentation and you're convincing them to play the game, you see the light bulbs, right? The light bulbs are coming on. People are getting excited, because it's never about what you actually are saying. It's how you're making them feel. Okay? Again, a very hard concept. For me, I've got enough analytical in me to go, what? Get down to the point. So for me to grasp this concept, it was a tough one. But I tell you, the moment that it was like a slap in the face, it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Are y'all ready? So in 2008, okay, so 2005, I was a complete introvert. I started networking. I had shaking my boots anytime I had to stand up and give an elevator pitch. I mean, literally, you know. But I kept pushing myself. 2006, I started a networking organization, just a business networking group to make myself get in front of people every single week. I figured I'd have to get used to being in front of people then. And it worked. And then I started becoming really well known in the Austin market. Then I started kind of branching out and started helping people. Well, in 2008, I was nominated for the Business Matchmaker of the Year Award by the eWomen International Conference. Okay? So this means that I love connecting people, which I do. I love connecting people. Now, what happened is I totally discounted it. I was like, there's no way that Tanya Hoffman, that still shakes in her boots, that still has issues, that still devalues herself, could win this contest, because it's out of 25,000 people. So I found out that I was one of, I think there was like 10 of us or so, 8, 10 of us. And I looked at the lineup and I was like, there is no way I could win. So I show up to the event. And of course, I'm not very detailed oriented. So I didn't look into the packet to tell me where to sit. So I sat in the back where I wasn't supposed to be. And so they started the award ceremony and they came to the Business Matchmaker of the Year Award. Again, not ever imagining that I would win. There they go. She said, and the winner is Tanya. And of course, they always pause before saying Hoffman because they always want to say Harding. And so she did. She goes, Tanya. Of course, what comes into my head is, oh my gosh, was there another Tanya? This is how much I devalued myself. And then she said, Hoffman. My friend that I came with said, oh my gosh, you won. I'm like, impossible. She's like, go, go, go. So I jumped up and I was just kind of running in heels, of course, all the way from the back. They were looking for me up front where I was supposed to be. And all I could think of is, don't trip, you know, all the way up the stairs, grab the award. She's like, go say something at the podium. Oh my gosh. Now, it was one of the biggest events that they ever had. There were 3,000 women there, a few guys, which, by the way, I counted really quick, so that's 6,000 eyeballs. And I couldn't hear anything. My blood pressure was like, you know, my blood was like, bom, 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 bom. I couldn't hear anything. My ears, everything was swirling. It was incredible. And here she wanted me to go say something into the microphone in front of 3,000 people. And at that time, the most I ever spoke in front of was about 150. And that one, I almost fainted. Okay. So there I am. I didn't prepare anything. FYI, always prepare. And I looked at the microphone and I looked up at the audience and I said the first thing that came into my head, because I couldn't think. I said, I love microphones. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, did I just say that out loud? And then I was like trying to reboot. I was like, oh my gosh, what do I say? How do I recover from this? And I said, I want to have a one-on-one with every single one of you. And then I was like, okay, this is just getting more and more ridiculous. I said, thank you so much. And I went off stage, don't trip, all the way to the back. I immediately went to my room because I was horrified of what I said. I see, I don't think anybody would be. And I know the lady who gave it to me was not real happy. She hasn't talked to me since. The next morning, my roommate, she's like, you're coming down. And I'm like, no, I'm not ever coming out of this room ever again. She's like, no, you're coming. So I'm walking around the conference, and people are coming up. They're like, oh, congratulations, Tanya. You know, great job. I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you. I said, can you believe what I said? And this is where I learned the moment. They said over and over and over again, I don't remember what you said. I just remember how excited you were. It's how you make people feel, not what you say, that has impact. The biggest moments on stage for me was when I touched people so much that I moved them. I was at it was the African American Christian Women's Conference in Houston, Texas. And there I was in front of all these lovely ladies. And there were two young men. They were tall, gorgeous. I was like, gosh, I wish my husband dressed that good. And they were about 26, 27. And I started my presentation, and it was quite a long one. And I have a speech impediment thing. It's kind of like dyslexia a little bit. And I mixed up my words. And I stopped, rebooted, told them what was going on, and then continued. Afterwards, those two young men came over. And there they were. One of them was bawling. I mean, sobbing. His brother held him. And he came over and he said, Tanya, he goes, thank you so much. He goes, I've always wanted to be a speaker, but I have that same speech impediment, and I didn't think I could do it, and now I know I can. That's why you're a speaker. Now, what else changes? There is nothing more effective for your business than speaking. There is nothing better for marketing and conversion than speaking. So that's why I created the Public Speakers Association, for once, to get people's messages out there so that people have an opportunity to speak, so people can change their lives and they can make money at the same time. Because when they hear what you can do for them, they're in. So let's look at the little chess scenario real quick. You just convinced them to sit down and play the game. Now what? So nowadays, a professional speaker, is the definition, is not someone who gets paid to speak, because that's really only about 10% of all speaking anyways. A professional speaker now is the person that, when they're done speaking, that audience wants more. They want to follow you on social media. They want to opt into your newsletter. They want to buy something from you. And that's when you know you're a professional. When you can transform that audience into movement. I've seen quoted professional speakers who everyone stood up and yay, clap, clap, clap. But nobody walked over to them. That is not a professional speaker. A speaker nowadays, people want to know. And they want to know for a very long time. And they're going to follow you on social media. They're going to be a part of your world. Now, in the chessboard arena, what you have to realize is that the very next move is your sales opportunity. Again, what keeps people from doing really well in that scenario is then they want to sell how to capture the king, how to win. But those people are, they were just convinced to sit down. They don't know how, they're still overwhelmed. So your job is to do the very first sell, is that very first pawn move. Because in the next sell is the next pawn move, and so on. Now, you will find the person who comes up to you, and they're like, hey, I love this game. I'm all in. Show me how to capture the king. So that's your VIP client. That's the person who's ready for everything you have. And you will always find that person. But what most speakers do is they only focus on that one person. And they lose hundreds of thousands of dollars because they ignore the rest of the room. Never ignore the rest of the room. Now, be aware that 25% of the room just doesn't like you anyways, right? They don't like what you say. They don't like what you do. They don't like what you look like. Whatever. Whatever their issue is, that is not your peeps. They're never going to buy anything from you. They're never going to follow you on social media. It is okay because those people, guess what? You don't like them either. And it is great that they don't come along and play. So let them go. I never want to see you see who opts out of your newsletter again. Just move on. Focus on that top 25% who are ready to buy. You can usually always turn 10 to 25% of the room at an event. And that's how you decide if an event is right for you to take. Right for you to say yes to. The other 50% haven't decided. They haven't decided which camp, if they're in your camp or if they're in a non-camp, okay? So you have to have them go further with you in order for them to figure that out. So those are people that you put in social media, that you put into your newsletters, that you continue the conversation until they decide. Because, again, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars from those people. So don't ignore them. So, yes, you can go out and change lives. Yes, you can make a lot of money being a speaker. But you've got to get over this kind of, it's kind of an elitist attitude that some speakers have, that they are so good that people have to pay for them to come and speak at their conference. Because you're going to miss out on too much. And you can't go out and change lives. And you can't go out and make money. This is an entrepreneurial world we live in now, not an employee world. So get out of your own way. Go change lives. Bring them into your world. Sell to them. Because there is no way in 30 minutes or an hour on stage you can explain everything that you need to know. There is no way you can do that. They have to go further with you, and that is sales. And you're doing a disservice by not allowing them to go forward. And I want to help you with that. I would love for you to join the Public Speakers Association, and I'm going to give you a special offer today for listening, all right? And even if you're listening to the recording, I'm going to give you $50 off your initial fee, which I hardly ever do. So just put in 50 off summit into the coupon code, okay? And that is my offer for you today. So go to publicspeakers.com to find out more. And thank you for listening today.